Periodically, there's a need to fix things in our lives. If you're sick, you go to the doctor. And that visit to the doctor may end up with you having surgery, for example. You have a broken hip or a broken arm or a bad heart. And after surgery, that leads to a period of rehab to recover and to get stronger. Certainly a period of weeks, if not months. If your car gets into an accident, and there have certainly been lots of those this winter, you take it to a body shop for repairs. And then you're without the use of that car for at least a few days, if not longer. But when you get it back, it's as good as new. Sometimes you end up making repairs to your house. A lot of times, voluntarily, you want a new kitchen or a new bathroom. But sometimes you do it out of necessity, like after the derecho of last August, where so many homes in Cedar Rapids were damaged. Just recall what happened to our own church. We're here in our hall temporarily while our church is still under repair. But when we move back in, it will be better than before. Repair also happens even in nature. In May of 1980, 41 years ago, Mount St. Helens in Washington had a major volcanic eruption, spewing ash 15 miles up into the atmosphere. 15 miles. And the ash covering 11 different states. About 25 square miles turned into an utter wasteland covered with this kind of ash. I've had it now since 1980. This is not the kind of ash we're going to see tonight on our heads, but it is ash, and it's destructive. But it's amazing that if you go back to Mount St. Helens now, and I have done that, you will see a renewal of life. Wildlife and vegetation has sprung up in that place that was an utter wasteland. Nature has recovered. In ancient mythology, the phoenix was a bird that could live up to 500 to 1,000 years. And near the end of its life cycle, it would build itself a nest and then crawl into that nest where it would start on fire and consume the phoenix, burning it to ashes. But from those ashes, a new phoenix would arise to live again for another 500 to 1,000 years. It would rise from the ashes, alive and refreshed. Well, today we begin a whole season of repair, of renewal, a time to fix what's wrong with our lives. Not just a single day, but 40 days of this season that we refer to as Lent, a period of penance and prayer and charity. Lent gives us an opportunity to reflect on the faults that we carry around with us and to do penance for our sins, so that on Easter we can rise from the new life to new life from the ashes that begin this holy season tonight.